Hero by Kimberly Webb. Church Magazines. Based on a personal experience. The Spirit speaketh the truth and lieth not. Wherefore, it speaketh of things as they really are. Jacob chapter 4, verse 13. Come over after school, Caroline said. I have the new CD by Alicia. Singer's name has been changed. I gasped. Okay, even though Grandma was taking me shopping for my birthday on Saturday. I couldn't wait that long. I was desperate to hear the new CD right away. Alicia was my hero. Caroline and I pretended to be her, holding hairbrushes like microphones and singing along with her music. Sometimes Mom asked us to keep it down. But she didn't mind our noise that much because Alicia's lyrics were so good. Alicia was religious. I had read it in a magazine. After school, I hurried to my room and finished my homework. Alicia's smile beamed down at me from the poster tacked above my desk. When I finally bounded across the street to Caroline's house, she handed me the CD cover and bubbled, "Isn't she so pretty?" I nodded, but my stomach felt funny. Alicia wasn't smiling this time. Her expression was more like a sneer, and I had never seen a photo of her dressed like that. "Don't you think her outfit is a little immodest?" I asked. Caroline frowned. "Yeah, but maybe her church doesn't care about stuff like that. She probably doesn't know any better. Now listen, this is my favorite song." She pushed the play button as I skimmed the lyrics printed in the CD jacket. I felt relieved that there weren't any swear words. "See? This CD is fine," I told myself, but a dull feeling followed me home that night. On Saturday morning, I watched cartoons waiting for Grandma to pick me up for our shopping trip. During a commercial, an announcer said that Alicia's new music video would be shown at the end of the program. Mom came into the family room just as the music started. "What are you watching?" she smiled and sat down. "It's the new Alicia video," I tried to sound casual. Mom's smile disappeared as she watched Alicia dance across the screen. She looked at me and raised her eyebrows. I squirmed. "Just because she's wearing that outfit doesn't mean this song is bad. Are you sure?" I watched the video. I wished the video would hurry and end, but it kept going. Finally, I switched the TV off. Mom was silent, watching me. "I read the lyrics," I mumbled. "There weren't any swear words." She pointed at the darkened TV screen. "But Alicia is still sending a message. You don't have to say bad words to drive away the spirit." Feeling inside me told me that Mom was right. Maybe I didn't understand what Alicia was suggesting, but the Holy Ghost knew, and His influence had left. I trudged to my room, looked at my poster of grinning Alicia. I didn't grin back. Why had my hero changed? Car honked in the driveway, so I swallowed the lump rising in my throat and ran outside. "Hi, birthday girl," Grandma greeted me as I climbed into her van. "Where to?" All week my decision had been made, but now I wasn't sure. "Let me think for a second." Caroline's words about Alicia popped into my head. She probably doesn't know any better. It sounded like a good excuse. But now I knew why it wasn't, because I knew better. The dark feeling melted away as I realized something important. I was a daughter of God, and I didn't need another hero. Why should I admire someone who didn't even know who she was? I should be Alicia's hero, I thought with a giggle. Grandma gave me a questioning look. "Can we go to the clothes store?" I asked. I've almost outgrown my favorite blue church dress. "Good idea. You look really pretty in blue." I smiled. I looked pretty with the spirit glowing inside, too. Prettier than a famous pop star could ever be. The decisions you make now will determine much of what will follow during your life and throughout eternity. The First Presidency for the Strength of Youth, 2001, page 2. End of article, Hero. Read by Haley Newell. Creator Divine, 4 haikus. Weeping willow here sweeps rings in still water pool. Weeping willow there, feathers black and white, rustling, circling, downward glide. Honking geese alight, breeze on hands and face, bridge curves up under my feet. It's my secret place, quiet heart and mind. Thanks for Earth's beauty, O Lord, Creator Divine. Kaylee Goodrow, age 10, Miamisburg, Ohio. Hope, I am sad, like a seed that won't grow, like a star that doesn't shine in the cold, dark night. But in the morning when the sun shines on my face, there is hope and happiness, and I'm filled with joy. Benjamin Curtis, age 10, Pleasant Grove, Utah. But the rain kept pouring. The castle stood there in the morning dew. The shops were closed and the schools were too, but the rain kept pouring. The old village churches looked very sad. The stained and colored glass was there looking bad, as if to say, I'm soaking wet in the water clad. But the rain kept pouring. The crumbling walls were more crumbling than ever. The horse chestnut trees were drooping 'cause of the weather, but the rain kept pouring. The pheasants in the field were pecking at the corn. The baby in the hospital was just being born, but the rain kept pouring. Cars on the freeway were sliding back and forth. An aeroplane was landing, coming from the north, but the rain kept pouring. Children are going in to play 'cause it's a very rainy day, but the rain stopped pouring. Madison Reilly, age 8, Bury St. Edmunds, Suffolk, England. End of Our Creative Friends.